For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morgan.
And now it's the Mike Calta Show.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers to reach us.
See it all around you.
Good loving gone bad.
Cannot sing this song, though.
And you leave too late.
Ed Bassmaster. He is a prankster from YouTube who has a ridiculous following. 700 million views. And he first came to us. Let me get a look at this guy. Come on in here. Come on in. Grab the headset. And how you doing, man? Nice to meet you. Yeah, there you go. First of all, I got to tell you, we watch a lot of these, we get a lot of these videos, a lot of listeners send us videos and stuff, and half the stuff they send us is not funny. It's stuff that one guy thinks is funny, it's not. When I saw the first time I saw the video of the guy doing the I came in the next day and tried to explain to everybody what I was watching, and I was like, the guy just goes up and asks questions, goes, and I wasn't properly able to say it. But then everybody started emailing me, like, we love that guy. You blew up huge, brother.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, well, where did you start? where did you start? Like, what was the first thing?
In a kiosk in the mall.
Uh-huh.
And disgruntled about working there, so me and my buddy just started pishing people that were walking by just to get people pissed off.
Get their attention?
Yeah. So people would walk by the kiosk and we'd just... For no reason.
I would walk by and I'd go, did that guy just push me?
And they do.
Yeah.
I mean, people would come in the kiosk to fight me.
Really?
Over, yeah.
Yeah, and how long until you guys were like, all right, we got something here?
Well, it was years later because that was actually, you know, working in the cell phone booth.
Right.
Then I started doing, actually, I started stand-up first.
Where is it? What city were
Philly.
You in? Philly, okay.
Yeah, where I'm from.
So, yeah, Philly, they'll punch you in the face for giving
them. Yep.
Yeah. As a Buccaneer fan who's been to Philly for a Bucks-Philly game, I know that they're the worst human beings in the world.
They are.
And proud of it, though.
Yep,
it's awesome.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so you're doing stand-up, and how's that going? I didn't know you were a stand-up until I knew you were coming here.
This is 20 years ago.
Do me a favor. Just pull out a little thing right in front of your mouth. No, just right in front of your face. It's just a crappy microphone.
This is 20 years ago.
Okay.
I was doing stand-up in Philly, and you know, it wasn't a big comedy scene. So I kind of gave up. I wasn't, you know, I had to go to New York. I went to New York a couple times, but that's really where you had to go.
Right.
So then along came YouTube in 06. I just started watching YouTube, and I was like, you know what? I don't even know what made me open up a YouTube channel. I went in the back of the office I was working at in the AT&T store and filmed like an impromptu video, put it up, and people were like, oh, this is hilarious, do more. And it was just, I was doing skits.
Yeah.
And then I took it to the street, you know, and started doing the pish guy, which is Chip Diamond, which is, I wear, you know, a horrible Coogee sweater.
Do you know how many guys I know that still wear that sweater? How many athletes? Yeah.
So I'm the guy that everybody else is literally looking at going, look at this guy.
Yeah.
But he's
doing it to everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, that is great. And that now, I've seen people chase you before. Has anybody caught you?
No, they can't catch me. I'm too fast.
When you go out, like I see you got guys with you here today. When you go out, how many guys you usually have with you? Like, do you have them on the just to take care of you?
This is Ruben, my guy, who's with me everywhere I go.
Ruben?
Yeah,
I don't want to fight Ruben.
No, Ruben's a good dude. That's my godfather, Uncle Al.
What's up, Uncle Al? How you doing?
Al Pizzullo, the infamous Pizzullo maneuver over there.
If you like Uncle Al so much, why don't you buy him a new shirt? He's making him wear not this shirt. The shirt on yesterday on the video, he had a hole on your shoulder. Never video on the hole on your shoulder.
Uncle Al
is
Uncle Al.
That's all you got.
Yeah. We don't even want to go there.
Now, where do you find Ruben? Is he, you like, I need
Ruben's brother lives on my street.
Okay.
Known him for 10 plus years. And then,
like Ruben's brother, he used to be your weed guy or something. And
still
like,
is.
Okay. My brother got my back. You should take my brother on the road.
Yeah.
All right, I got you. And nobody tries to, because I try to think in my mind, like, I'm a pretty laid back guy, but I think that if I was out somewhere and you, the character, started really annoying me, I'd just start swinging.
Well, here's the thing. If somebody pishes you and you hit them, you're going to jail.
Yeah, I'm not going to hit you for pishing me.
Right.
But you've
got to back up.
Dude, the one video with you where you're in the trying to get water and you're chasing the guy in the street, I feel like there's going to be a point where you just take it
that
too
could
far.
Have ended bad.
Yeah.
You know, if it ends bad, it's a viral video, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For you, it's great. Like, we're good friends with Steve-O.
Yeah.
And Steve-O's been through some horrible, horrible stuff, but it's made $1 million off Steve-O.
He was actually over at my house in Jersey.
Oh, really? He's a great dude.
We did pranks together. They're part of the inspiration too, you know, the Jackass crew.
Sure.
You know, I grew up watching them.
Do you think you and Steve-O did something more stupid than the thing Steve-O and I did together?
Probably not, because I didn't see what you guys did, but...
I could show it to you right now.
Go ahead.
We got matching tattoos.
Really?
We got matching Grindr logo tattoos right on the same spot.
Oh, wow.
On our arm. Yeah. Both of us straight. Both of us have gay dating site.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, thank
you. Not know that.
So I win that contest. So to you, I say, psh.
Yeah. Unreal.
Dude, is that your favorite guy, your favorite character, or no?
Yeah, because it gives you like a sort something I would never do.
Right.
Like, I would never do that. So when I put on that outfit, it's like now
you're in the position.
And the people that I see that really like to do it too, I can do it too now. So it's fun, you know.
Yeah.
But that character, and I have a character Ronnie Watts, who's like a Northeast Philly cat, and he talks like, "Yo, boss, what's up, man?" And he smokes a lot of cigarettes, this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? And I go out. We call him the hacker because I would go out with cigarettes and just ask people for light and hack all over the place. But COVID, so that's kind of put an end to that.
All right, so can you explain the business end of this to me? Because I'm 49 years old, so I'm almost completely, it's another world to me at YouTube. And I'm not trying to get on all your business, but just a little bit of it.
$1.2 million a year?
That's what I want to know, yeah.
No, but
give me an idea. So how many, we're looking at what did we say, 700 million views? That's insane.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Here's
the crazy thing, though. Those views are just on my YouTube channel. So that same Just Look At It video that has 30, 40 million views on my YouTube channel has over a billion views because people
TikTok,
rip it and put it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, Facebook,
I saw a Facebook channel that had, I think, 200 million views on that video.
Jeez.
So it's like...
And is that hurting you or helping you out? Because it's spreading the word,
but
they're taking your clicks.
I'm sure they're, a lot of people have made money off my videos, but I've made money off of pranking the public, so I can't hate on that.
Well, you got a pretty good attitude about it.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, like, I'm not scrolling through YouTube, but if I see it on somebody's page, I have to go, all right, I have to see the rest of this guy.
Right, and that's how it gets in front of the Netflix people, and then all of a sudden you got your special, you know?
I forget to tell people.
Oh, yeah.
Galvin's back at the studio.
I'm in the ceiling.
Thanks for the warning.
I'm in the ceiling.
So is that the primary source of income, is YouTube?
It's part of it because, there's YouTube. I'm monetized on Facebook. I do well on merch. I do cameos. I do well on cameos.
Gotcha.
So
it's a little
bit of everything. Yeah.
I got a cameo.
Yeah.
That's great.
Cameos is crazy right now.
Yeah.
I got to turn a lot down.
Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah. We can't keep up with them.
Yeah, that's great. I am on Cameo, too, and I'm lucky if I do 5 a month. It's good for me. You know what I mean? I'm doing it just to be available.
Yeah.
But I think it's awesome. All right. So, So you're just doing stand-up on stage, no character? Like, is there a little character? How does
that
work?
Well, it's funny you ask. I did a show in the Midwest where I actually had a put-together show. It was like a theatrical-type show with my different characters. This round, I said, I'm going to all comedy clubs. I'm just going to do stand-up.
I said,
I'm going to pack 6 characters with me, and I have no idea what I'm going to do. No idea what I'm going to say.
Good.
Went out last night, one character with not one joke in my head, and... We had a great time.
Right, right. That was Jacksonville?
Yep.
Now, do other comedians like you, or are they mad at you?
You know, traditional comedians don't like YouTubers in general because it's kind of like their attitude is like, we've been putting in the grind. We've been in comedy clubs for years and years. Along comes these guys on YouTube. They don't understand. I've been putting in the grind just as hard as them.
Right.
You know? And there is that little bit. I've experienced a lot of mainstream media not wanting anything to do with me or us because of that. So
I thought that, when you get a YouTuber, like, I have young kids, so when my kid's like a YouTuber, and that idiot's doing a comedy club, he's famous for is opening boxes on the thing. You're like, what's he going to do on stage? That I understand where comics would get mad at that. You take a night of their club now, but you actually have a comedy thing, and that's a different story. So Rich Voss is there this weekend,
okay.
And you bumped him tonight, like usually.
Is that the guy who was making fun of me fishing?
No, that was Bobby Kelly.
Told me to get my toe bit off.
Yeah, that was Bobby Kelly. Rich Voss is, I was so happy to tell him that you were the one who owned him up.
Sorry, Rich.
No, it's great. He doesn't care. He's still coming in. He's still getting paid. Wasn't mad at it, but I knew he would take it the hardest, which made me happy, so thank you.
That's good to know.
Yeah. All right, so the shows tonight, just one show tonight or two shows?
I think it's two.
Do you know?
Yeah, it's two shows.
I know you sent it to me, Spencer. I don't have it in front of me.
I believe it's 8:30 and 10:15.
Yep.
Will Ruben kill anybody this weekend, you think?
If he needs to, he will.
Yeah.
I apologize. It's 8 and 10:15. Okay. Right. 8 o'clock, 10:15.
Selling out, though. We saw you selling out in Vasani in Port Charlotte that's coming up.
Awesome.
How was Jacksonville?
Jacksonville was awesome, dude. Yeah. It was a thrill. It was very cool to be on stage and just... It's powerful, man.
Yeah. To be out and be out and about.
And to be out during these times, man, and see... You know, a comedy club full.
Yeah. I was very surprised to see that you were really bad. surprised to see you were really bass fishing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's the name, obviously.
Yeah, but I didn't. I thought that was a character thing. I didn't know what that was. And then I saw you guys pulling gigantic bass out of the water.
I said, when we go down to Florida, we're renting a car and we're going right to Walmart getting rods and getting some Senkos.
Yeah.
And because I told these guys, any body of water in Florida has bass in it. But it's just like the guy said, yeah, it's Florida, you know, of course.
But keep in mind,
gators.
Yeah, and you're not the biggest guy in the world either. They're going to size a three up. Ruben's going to live.
Yeah.
The old man's going to be slow, so the Gator knows he can get him.
Uncle Al will be the fastest one to go away.
Uncle Al will be throwing little kids in front of the Gator. Well, look, I hope you have a great time here.
I appreciate you coming in.
I do find your videos to be very funny.
Plug
the website or whatever you want to plug to, besides the comedy show.
I got merch here.
Yeah, but I mean, where's the best way to find you? On the YouTube?
Google? Just Google my name,
I guess. I know, dummy, but do you have a website? I'm saying...
No, I don't.
No?
I'm everywhere.
Facebook,
YouTube.
Okay, all right. So, but I mean, what the merch is, where is that at?
Bonfire, I have some shirts if you'd like to check those out.
Yeah,
I don't have like a site or anything like that. Just
you might want to look into that. A centralized thing. Yeah.
Centralized location.
I don't think Uncle Al's putting that together, but somebody could do that for you. Just Google Ed Bassmaster and it'll come up.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, you know, the whole.
Yeah, I find the videos to be very funny.
Appreciate it.
The guy is my favorite.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I think that like the next, you know how like bands. Radio is not really playing a whole lot of new music much, as if it's not like hip hop. But bands will find a way to sneak in through commercials if they get a song in a commercial.
Sure.
I would hire that guy to be on my car commercial for sure.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we got to get you a better agent, and we got to get you a website.
All right, let me know.
You
know how to reach me.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, Google him.
Go see him tonight at Sidesplitters, sidesplitterscomedy.com or 960-1197. Two shows, and they're selling out everywhere, so don't leave it to the last minute to go. Appreciate you guys coming in.
Love you guys. Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show.
All right, bye.
You're listening to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.